This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. 2 weeks ago, on Sunday, December 25th, we celebrated the birth of Christ. And last Sunday, Pastor Bukup from Grand Forks was here during my absence, and he used Romans chapter 1 to show you how Jesus is the seed of David. In other words, Jesus is a descendant of David. You see, Scripture teaches that Jesus was a descendant of King David through his mother Mary. However, Scripture also teaches that Jesus is the eternal Son of God. In fact, Mark stresses this in the first verse of our Gospel reading. Let me read it to you again. The beginning of the Gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You see, Mark wants us to understand that Jesus is God in the flesh, so that we will understand that it is God Himself who dies on the cross for us. This fact will help us understand why Jesus was baptized. With that said, let's examine our Gospel reading a bit more closely. Mark quotes from the prophets Malachi and Isaiah, although Mark only mentions Isaiah. And Mark says that these prophets were pointing ahead to John the Baptist, who was sent by God to prepare his people for the coming of the Lord, who is Jesus. Now listen to this part of Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Here Mark shows that what the prophets said was fulfilled when John came. Now after that, Mark actually describes John's clothes and even his eating habits. Why those details? Well, you see, he wants those who are familiar with the Old Testament to realize that John is living and acting just like the many ancient Old Testament prophets who also pointed ahead to the coming of the Lord. Now, what's John's message? Well, John preached that people should confess their sin and receive forgiveness in the waters of baptism. And let me stress that this gift that John was giving was not only for adults. You see, it was very common for the Jews to include children and infants in the blessings of God. We hear about this practice in Acts chapter 2, where we hear Peter giving this sermon to the Jewish crowds. Now, after the end of his sermon, here's what Peter says to them. He says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And then he says, "The promise is for you and your children." Here we see that God uses baptism to give us the forgiveness of sin won for us by Jesus. We also see that God uses baptism to give us the Holy Spirit, who moves us to live in daily repentance and faith. Now, many, many people came out to hear John preach. Some of them believed, thanks be to God. Sadly, others resisted the Holy Spirit and did not believe. However, there were others who believed but were confused. They wrongly thought that John the Baptist was possibly the coming Savior. Well, John doesn't want to leave them in error, so he corrects them. And here's how he does it. He says, "After me will come one more powerful than I. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Now, what's John saying here? Well, when John says, "I baptize with water," he means that he's only God's instrument. In other words, John was merely the guy who poured the water and spoke God's word. But in contrast, John says that Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This means that Jesus is the one who gives us the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who actually baptizes us and gives baptism its power to save. So when I baptize people here on Sunday morning, I'm merely God's instrument. God is actually the one who is doing the baptism. And now we're ready to hear about the baptism of Jesus. Mark writes, "At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. As Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased.'" Now, at first, this seems strange. Why was Jesus baptized? Isn't baptism for us sinners who need forgiveness? Yes, it is. But Jesus is God Himself, and He has no sin whatsoever. So why was Jesus baptized? Here's the answer. Jesus was baptized for you. Now, this truth means two things for us. First, Jesus was baptized for you means that God used Jesus' baptism to show you and everyone else who hears God's word who Jesus really is. You see, the Father and the Holy Spirit used Jesus' public baptism to declare to all that He, Jesus, is the very Son of God. You might remember our reading. When Jesus was baptized, they saw heaven open. They saw the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus in a visible form. And they heard the Father say from heaven these words, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." Now those words might be familiar. We heard something like them in our Old Testament reading, which is Psalm 2. You see, this psalm, Psalm 2, was read whenever a new king was put on the throne in Old Testament Israel. Now, why did they read this psalm when they were putting a king on the throne? Well, they wanted to remind God's people that the only true king is God's Son who rules over all creation. The psalm ends by saying that those who oppose God's Son will be destroyed, but those who trust in God's Son will be blessed. Now, the second thing that Jesus was baptized for you means is that Jesus is the one who gives baptism its power to wash away the guilt of our sin. The Bible teaches that when you were baptized, God washed away the guilt of your sin and He clothed you with the holiness of Jesus. In fact, we heard about this in part in our second reading from Galatians chapter 3, where we heard that in baptism we are clothed with Christ. Simply put, when Jesus was baptized, He wasn't being baptized because He needed the forgiveness of sin. Instead, when Jesus was baptized, He actually took our sin out of the water and then proceeded to carry it all the way to the cross, where He would suffer and die for you and me in our place of damnation. You see, Jesus gives baptism its power to forgive sin because baptism is directly connected to what Jesus did for us on the cross. Today, many Lutheran churches are celebrating the baptism of our Lord. Why? Because Jesus was baptized for you. God uses Jesus' baptism to show the whole world that Jesus is the promised Savior who is the eternal Son of God. God also uses Jesus' baptism to make our baptism a baptism for the forgiveness of sins that removes guilt and gives us new life as God's children. With that understood, I can't stress enough that we must not view baptism as merely a one-time event in the past. Sadly, many times we forget that we were even baptized. Nothing is more tragic than people who have been baptized but have walked away from the miracle of baptism and are now living apart from Christ. No longer hearing His word, no longer trusting in Jesus. But God doesn't want us to walk away from our baptism. And if we have, He calls us back to our baptism. He points us back to our baptism so that we can remember who we are and whose we are. In fact, that's why most Lutheran congregations have a baptism font either at the very entrance of the sanctuary or right up in front of the sanctuary for all to see. We do this to remind ourselves that we are to live each and every day by the power of our baptism. In fact, did you know that this is also why we begin every service with these words? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. With that said, I'd like you to take your blue hymnals out of the front of your pew racks. Turn in the front part to page 303. 303 in the front part of the hymnal. Not the hymn 303, but page number 303. Here's why I want you to go there. In this part of the hymnal, we actually find Luther's small catechism. And if you look on the bottom of page 303, the bottom of the left-hand column, you should see a little red title that says the Sacrament of Holy Baptism. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to read through this together so that we can remember what Martin Luther teaches us from Holy Scripture about what baptism is and what it means for our daily lives. I'll mention the heading, and then we'll just go ahead and read this together out loud so you can follow along with me. So we'll start in the bottom of page 303, the bottom of the left-hand column. First, the nature of baptism. Please read with me. What is baptism? Baptism is not simple water only, but it is the water comprehended in God's command and connected with God's word. Which is that word of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." Next, the blessings of baptism. Please read with me. What does baptism give or profit? It works forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Which are such words and promises of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Next, the power of baptism. How can water do such great things? It is not the water indeed that does them, but the word of God which is in and with the water, and faith which trusts such word of God in the water. For without the word of God, the water is simple water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism. That is, a gracious water of life and a washing of regeneration in the Holy Ghost. As St. Paul says, Titus chapter 3, according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying. And finally, the significance of baptism, which concludes on the top of the last page, just so you note that. Please read with me. What does such baptizing with water signify? It signifies that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil lusts, and again a new man daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Where is this written? St. Paul writes, Romans chapter 6, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death, that, like as he was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. It's important for us to review that every so often, because Luther there very clearly teaches from God's Word what baptism is, what God does for us in baptism, and as we learned in that fourth section, with the fourth question, how baptism is a daily reality in our lives as Christians. That's why Scripture is always pointing us to our baptism and reminding us to think about our baptism and what it means. As Luther says, baptism means that every day we should die to our old Adam's sinful nature by confessing our sins and trusting in Jesus, and by His power living a new life as God's children. That's what it means to be baptized. So, why was Jesus baptized? Jesus was baptized for you. So remember the baptism of our Lord and know who Jesus is, the eternal Son of God, your Savior. Remember the baptism of our Lord and know that Jesus took your sins from the waters of baptism and carried them to the cross, where He was damned in your place so that you might live a new life as God's child, now and for all eternity. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.